Ending to Monday Night Raw. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your boy, the franchise player, Double B Bad Blood, joined by the mixologist himself, Mr. Chemical Julian, of course, the dude in the chair, Shane Husky, and Josh James.
This
Boys and Josh Show, man, welcome.
God damn it.
Why, you're not happy to see me, brother?
Damn, Shane.
Damn.
Shane's like, God damn it.
Where's my 24/7 championship, huh?
Where? Oh, you're never gonna get it.
Sunday Sinner's in the house.
I only give it to someone that's worthy.
Wow. Okay.
Don't worry, the trivia is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, the trivia is coming. So let's go ahead and get this. This fucking show is crazy.
Yeah.
Cody made Roman bow down like a bitch.
Man, did he end the racism again?
He ended racism. He ended tribalism. He ended all that shit tonight. I mean, he brought up AEW. He, you know, talked about this and that. Cody was like, no. Basically, Cody was like, shut the fuck up. Don't bring my daddy into this shit again. Let's talk about me and you.
For the first time in a while, Cody brought up his mom,
which he never brings up.
My mean Puerto Rican mom said, knock this guy out and then knock him out again.
Well, let me tell you something, Cody. It's not my fault that Roman is better than you. It's not my fault, baby.
Get my girl, Sweet Sapphire, to come up in here.
Dude, I didn't know Cody's mom was Puerto Rican, and I was just thinking to myself, damn, was he down there visiting like Carlos Colon? I was like, oh, baby, you got some beautiful women down here.
Well, you also got to remember, man. Remember when in AEW, Cody was doing the Latino Heritage Month, and he was involved. And people are like, yeah, why the fuck is that white guy Cody involved? And I'm like, well, Cody is mixed. Cody got a little color to him.
You may not see it, but he is.
may not see it, but he is. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and break down the chat for you right here. We're going to talk about WWE's Monday Night Raw, and we're going to play a little round of trivia while we do it. Let's go ahead and let's see if you guys got what it takes to get it on, so to speak.
What the username should be.
There it is right there, ladies and gentlemen. Look, people are already jumping in.
Folks are jumping in the game.
People are like, what's up? Yeah. Let's go. Shit.
We got the best here. We got Josh James. We got Husky. Where's Sunday Center?
I think
George is the best again.
Tribal Center. Okay.
Hey, just to give you guys a heads up, per the posts and everything that we've been putting up today, talking about Know Your Gimmicks. This is Wrestling Gimmicks Volume 1.
Boom.
And there's a volume two, and there's probably going to be a volume three because there's a lot of gimmicks out there, a lot of bad ones. And I don't mean just gimmicks that people portray. I mean gimmick matches. And I am going to start off tonight with double points.
Damn.
With probably probably the second most racist gimmick match that I ever
heard. God. Wait. Who's asking? No, it's not the bag of dicks gimmick. I swear it's not. Who's asking for the StreamYard? You got it says Facebook user. You got to tell us who you are if you want that information.
Tell us who you are,
I don't know who that is. Where's the
stream? The person in the call who you are. You just want free tickets to Shania Twain.
What? Don't you dare diss Shania. Don't you diss her.
The 97th caller. Who are you?
Where's the stream?
Since we're talking about gimmicks, Shane, what's your favorite bad gimmick?
My favorite bad gimmick, Jimmy. There are no bad gimmicks. God damn it!
You about to find out tonight.
The most really bad gimmick I really fucking love is the Heinrich Poem gimmick.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That was funny as all hell.
Fearless Lark, 43.
Fearless who's Lark.
That has Husky Boots been what? But who's, who's been? Oh, yeah. I don't fucking know. In the Facebook group. Oh, okay. I know what this is. Let me go ahead and get the Kahoot real quick.
Want to read you a poem, Michael Cole?
Wow. Shane, why are you so violent?
You know, Shane, that's funny enough. I haven't even gotten Heinrich yet.
Oh, my God.
Heinrich is so underrated.
Heinrich's the man, bro. Don't you just...
I love Heinrich. I really
love Heinrich. Like I said during our show yesterday, like doing the research for some of these questions, you realize like how far back some of these guys really go. I mean, if you see someone on WWE and they're there for 5 years, guaranteed they were someplace else for 15 years. I mean, they've done a whole bunch of other stuff.
I don't know if this consider is a bad gimmick, but for me, like as I think about it, it's kind of stupid. I love Zeus. Zeus was my favorite.
And he's in 2K23. That's gonna be amazing.
I'm excited for Zeus to be in a WWE.
I'm so glad he's not part of the fucking my GM mode that we're
Evo.
Zeus would not be in my fucking my GM mode. That's for damn. He would not be on my. I won't put him on my fucking team.
His stats have got to be 100.
His stats got to be like seven.
His stamina's got to be through the roof.
Another stupid gimmick of all time, but it was fucking great, Eugene. I fucking love
Eugene. I love Eugene.
The special needs gimmick. Oh, man.
The funny thing, Eugene was supposed to be Eric Bischoff's nephew.
Yeah, he was supposed to be Eric Bischoff's nephew. My name's Eugene. Mm.
Crazy Annie. Hey, Crazy Annie.
Crazy Who's your Annie. Favorite wrestler? Triple H.
Was that Crazy Annie that you just said?
Crazy Annie.
Hey, Steph. I know who that is. Blood, you'll remember. You remember her.
Hold on. I'm trying to send a link to somebody.
Are
we waiting for somebody to jump in?
Crazy Annie, why don't you join the game? There's a 5 second delay when it's not on StreamYard. Oh. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay, well, shit. Not my fault.
Gene Snitsky. Yeah, that's another one.
There's a
5 second
delay when it's not
on. And I can't believe it, damn it.
Click on that Kahoot right there, guys.
It wasn't. My.
Okay, send me a message on Facebook so I know who's asking for the link. Because you're asking me for the link, and I can't send it to you if I don't know who you are.
If I don't know who you are, you just want a free WrestleMania ticket. Bang.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, shout out to our lovely editor-in-chief, Ashley Rose Nova. She was in an accident today.
I heard a hope so
cocksucker hit her and ran away. Like a bitch. So, wherever you are, fuck you and your mom. I hope you get a yeast infection in your mouth for running away.
Oh, yes.
I hope you get herpes on the lip and all that shit. So, yeah.
I hope Ashley is okay.
Yeah, I hope Ashley is fine. She posted earlier about it, and
it's George Hermosa.
It really, oh, Hermosa. Send Hermosa the link then.
I just did.
Oh, okay.
Do you mean the link for StreamYard or the link
StreamYard?
For...
He wants the link for StreamYard.
Oh, okay. Well,
Native Nightmare.
Huh.
The best husky fire. Oh, I know Native Nightmare. It's Chucky. Tribal Center. Yeah, we're gonna fucking put that guy in dirt. So while we're waiting for people to jump in, let's talk about the Monday Night Raw. We got Sami Zayn and KO.
Yes.
Coming out, begin the show. And we got the Usos. We got a quick little brawl. We got the obligatory point at the fucking WrestleMania sign. So now it's confirmed. The Usos versus Sami. I'm joining if I can. Okay, Drew, I sent you the link.
Come on, Drew. No, you're not late.
You can jump in now, Drew.
Oh, is this guy, George?
It's Hermosa. So, I mean, all in all, we called it. We fucking called it right down the middle. We called it
for months.
We've been
right down the middle.
We basically booked this WrestleMania like in January.
We also booked Dominic because he's slapping his own mom.
I told you that shit. Big Money Drew's in the house.
Big Money Drew. Man, he should have put. Right. Man, I saw Bray Wyatt and Extreme Rules.
All right. Well, since we got so many people ready for the trivia, you guys got 1 minute to log
one.
In.
Oh,
one.
You should have said 3 minutes.
Oops, franchise is back.
Gee, I wonder who the franchise is.
Joe Mama. So yeah, this Raw was actually pretty good. Omos came out,
almost got a video package push.
Yeah, he got a very, very
man. The video package for him and Brock was.
It's gonna be a 7-star match, y'all. Just you wait. Omos versus Brock.
If it's a 7-star match, I'm gonna cry, bro. I'm gonna cry.
Omos did the Canadian Destroyer and all that stuff.
Omos Driver 98.
Omos Driver coming your way.
All right,
Nigerian Sunrise.
Wow. Wow. So, like I said, we're going to go ahead and talk about Monday Night Raw throughout the game. So, let's start the trivia, Julian.
All right. Let's get the ball rolling here.
Heard the ball rolling.
Seth Rollins was wearing his pajamas tonight. It was
Gimmicks
awesome.
Edition Roundtable Pro Wrestling Trivia. Starting in 3, 2, 1. Double question. Double points.
Oh, double points. Right out of the gate.
Starrcade 85. Who wrestled in a sombrero on a pole match?
Oh and my fucking this, god!
You said this was no gimmick match.
Starrcade 85.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Sombrero on a pole.
It's 1985.
Also known as.
I'm just guessing. I don't care if I answer wrong. God damn it!
It really was Manny Fernandez and the Butcher.
And here's the funny thing. How the hell was Abdullah the Butcher going to get up a pole?
I was just thinking, that's what swayed me. That's what fucking swayed me.
Yeah. Also known as a Mexican death match, but nah, they called it a sombrero. Oh, no,
this wasn't going to be a gimmick match.
That was so racist.
So that is your gimmick match of the night because I don't know how Abdullah is going to get up that pole.
Man. Damn.
So we only had two correct answerers, and that would be the best in Tribal Center.
I was wrong. I was thinking the exact same thing. It's like, how is Abdullah supposed to
go? I thought it was Chavo Guerrero, man.
But Chavo Guerrero?
That's what I picked.
All right. Let's go to the next question. Here's regular points. Which was not one of the
guys? Okay, I should get this one.
You should know this one, Shane.
I should know this one. If I don't, you should kick me off the stream. Together. If I don't get it, you have my permission to kick me off the stream because I will feel.
If he fucking says fucking Soul Taker, not Undertaker, but the Soul Taker because he's black, right?
Oh, sorry, I didn't answer. Shit, I didn't answer it. I didn't answer it. I didn't answer it.
I'm a soul man.
I did not.
Kimchi
answer
was.
It.
Kamala's handler. Yep.
I can't do this shit. Fuck.
I forgot to answer. Honestly.
All right, let's go to question number three. True or false? Relic also wrestled under the name Homicide. Y'all watch TNA?
That's my dude, Relic, right there.
And I think I also answered. I also asked a version of this question.
A funny story about Relic. I think I got this wrong.
He came to wrestle in Portland, and I picked him up at the airport. And he was
Did you like the better red rum?
He's like, I ain't feeling too good. I said, what's wrong? I got a knife wound stab. And he fucking pulled his thing off. Yeah. And sure enough, this motherfucker had a knife wound stab from the night before. But he was fucking this chick in his hotel room, and her husband came in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's no bueno.
Shout hey, don't get
Johnny the Bull also.
Don't give it away the answer to the chat.
All right. Tribal Sinners on a hot streak here.
I'm all the way at the bottom.
We're having a battle for third place. Let's see how question number four pans out. Name this tag team.
Oh, fuck.
Bitches and Coco.
You know what?
Doomsday. Is it the Master Blasters? Is it 5150? Or is the Apocalypse? It's funny.
That's what because true, that's
they do
close, a big
the Road Warriors.
The Stream Yard get it.
No. Yes. All right.
I shouldn't say the Road Warriors. I should say people from.
That's Ron Simmons and Butch Reed.
I'm the one that answered the Apocalypse because it looks like the most sense to me.
That's what I was going to pick.
Yeah.
So you were wrong, Shane.
The Disciples of Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for your double points?
Yes.
I said, are you ready for double points?
Double points, maybe. Baby. Right,
let's go get them.
Double points. Question number five. Which gimmick did Ed Leslie not use?
Okay.
The man of a thousand gimmicks.
The booty man. Speaking of that,
what's the booty man?
Before Billy Gunn. Billy
he was
Gunn.
The original ass man, Dizzy Hogan, baby.
Ass man.
Fuck me.
He was the disciple and he was Dizzy Hogan. Okay. And if you saw the pictures of Dizzy Hogan, you laugh your ass off.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, he was not Skinner.
Skinner.
Skinner. Skinner. And I don't mean Principal Skinner either.
Oh, man.
Skinner!
Skinner?
All right.
Who was a Crocodile Hunter guy in the old 90s gimmick days?
Skinner?
Yeah, I thought, when I was a kid, I thought he was like a dude, like, whenever they made the swamp jokes about getting stuck in the swamp and banjos, I thought he was that guy.
Well, he was that guy.
He probably was that guy.
He was that guy.
Okay, which gimmick match was first? Which gimmick match came first? Was it the Yavapai Indian Strap Match, the Arkansas Hog Pen
Match,
the Punjabi Prison Match, or the Viagra on a Pole Match?
Oh man!
Oh man!
Oh man! Speaking of Viagra on a Pole, did you guys see that Austin Theory versus Arkansas Hog Pen?
Oh yeah, that was in 85. That was in 95. All the rest happened after 2000.
Shit!
Wow.
I wasn't thinking of that.
Stuck in fucking fourth place.
Man, I am not doing too good on that.
Come on, Shane. You can do it, baby. All right. Question number seven. Lucky seven, Shane. This one's all yours.
Hopefully.
True or false? Terry Runnels was the manager of the York Foundation.
Of the York Foundation.
You remember that naughty little devil?
Oh, I remember Terry Runnels.
Or was it PMS, Pretty Mean Sisters?
I hit people with laptops.
Had D-Lo convinced her she was pregnant.
What?
Yeah, she was Alexandria York.
Wow, God damn it.
50. I thought it'd be a lot. I thought a lot more people would get that correct.
All right. She was Alexandria York.
Yeah, she was. Dang it. And she was managing Terrence Taylor.
Taylor and IRS was. Was he VIP?
Michael Wall Street?
VK Wall Street.
No, VK Wall Street was when he came back into WCW in like 95 or 96.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
God, I'm not doing too good. At that upset about
get it? Vincent Kennedy Wall Street?
Yeah.
Okay, who did not wrestle as Doink the Clown?
I don't know who Dusty Wolf is.
Damn. Shout out to my boy Matt Osborne, otherwise known as Matt Bourne.
Rest in peace.
Was it my fucking bear jacket? God damn.
I thought Dwayne Gill was.
Yeah, Dwayne Gill's Gilbert.
Somebody picked the actual original Doink.
Who picked Matt Bourne?
Who picked Matt?
Matt's rolling over in his grave right now, like, you fucking assholes.
Bowling clouds in 2K23. God damn it.
Yeah, Matt Bourne scared me as Doink when I was a kid.
Matt Bourne scared me as Matt Bourne.
Oh, yeah. He's
scared. I was in a match with him, and he just looked at me, and he was like, take the bump, kid. I was like, no problem, sir.
I still love that promo video of him interrupting Tex and Lone Star.
Oh, yeah.
Where are the fat chicks at?
The original fat chick thriller.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Tribal Sinner?
Can I believe you have a born today? No.
The man that says he's going to beat you.
Who's Tribal Sinner? What do you think? He was
like, the Hermosa guy comes in here, I smash him. I was like, damn.
All right, question number 8. The Quang gimmick was portrayed by which wrestler?
Oh, man.
Excuse me, baby.
Pat Patterson.
Excuse me, baby. Where the chicks at?
That was Pat Patterson when he won the Intercontinental title.
You know what?
Oh, man, I was way back for Rio de Janeiro.
I got it right.
Who's the Papa Shango?
Papa Shango.
Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed.
You're going to start dinging people.
Just start calling people out. Don't make them feel bad.
I'm going to call people out. Like, yo.
Stop it.
He already calls me out about Barry O.
That was funny, though.
All right, double points. Question number 10.
Double points.
I think it's a good one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Hole in One, Barry Darsaw, also wrestled in.
Dude,
this is a fucking you son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
God damn it. I can't think again.
What an asshole.
Yay.
You got an asshole in that one, bro.
I got it.
All of them.
Oh, man.
And there's more.
Oh, shit. Tribal Sinner's in the lead.
Demolition had George.
Don't let that happen.
What an asshole.
He got you with it too, didn't he?
All right. Question 11.
All right.
Glenn Jacobs' first WWE gimmick was what?
I should know this.
If you don't know
you
this,
should know it. I hope you know
I
it.
Swear to God, if you fucking don't know this, Shane.
This better get me right. What? It was Isaac Jacobs.
No, that is incorrect. He was
that's
never
Unabomber. Wrestling.
That's
Unabomber. Monday Night Raw.
He was fake Diesel. He was in Unabomber first.
He was Smoky Mountain.
Smoky Mountain.
He came back as Isaac Yank, and then he did fake Diesel.
No, he was
never Unabomber in WWF.
We did a rewind on that shit.
Yeah, he was F Unabomber in WWE.
God damn it, Julian!
No, that was in Smoky Mountain.
I call rigged. Yeah, rigged, Drew. Rigged.
The question should have been, what was his name in WCW?
No. So.
Show me the WWF match that he wrestled.
Okay. Glenn Jacobs appeared with WWF as Mike Unabomber in February 95 at a Raw taping and defeated Reno Riggins in a dark match. He wrestled as Unabomber throughout August.
I hate that he finds these shits.
So he was in WWF first as Unabomber very briefly. But then he went on to become Isaac Yankum DDS.
Me too, Drew. Me too. This is so fucking rigged. I can never get out of the board. God fucking damn it.
So I just call trivia, people.
No
points for nobody.
Oh, fucking hate you guys.
Hey, you learned something new today.
This is all fake. I don't like
it. So what's Scott Hall's other gimmicks?
Oh, shit. And yo, the clown.
There you go.
I gotta say, this is like
Manny Fernandez.
This is the third time we've had Manny Fernandez.
Oh shit!
Trivia.
Hey yo,
hey yo.
Hey, you don't believe in Scotty Flamingo?
I'm gonna bring Manny Fernandez on the fucking show, bro.
Hello to the clown guy.
Hello to the clown guy. Yo, Doink the Clown, and Yo the Clown.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be a great team.
Doink the Clown and Razor.
I mean, he's a juggalo, so I mean, you know, he was a juggalo.
That's true. I love the juggalos, man.
It's kind of hollow by Manny Fernandez after faking being in.
Hey, Yo the Clown and Doink the Clown. I fucking love it. Fucking love it.
Yeah, it's Manny Fernandez. He watched the door while John Cena got stabbed in the nightclub.
Jane, you got a new mission.
That was
now.
Aaron Aguilera. What?
Make Ayo the Clown on
that
WWE.
Was Jesus.
Yes.
Right. Damien Demento question. He lost in the main event of the first Monday Night Raw to who? Hey, when you see Duke Drozzi's name, you put some respect on it. Could have been Duke. Could have been Doink. Could have been Taker. Could have been Jerry Lawler. Everybody had to go through Jerry Lawler.
That was a fucking, that was at the Manhattan Center.
Hey, got it right.
Undertaker.
Rest in peace.
Shit. Rest in peace.
Where to, Teddy?
Stephanie?
Oh, shit.
All right, let's go to question 14. Drew, you ready? Let's go, Drew.
Oh, man, I'm getting some questions right. I'm happy.
Drew's here, finally.
He said, I picked Kane because I didn't know
Drew.
Kane. Welcome in, Drew.
I am, this is rigged against me.
Yeah,
I
no, this is hella rigged.
Okay. Which wrestler was not in the tag team with Jim Neidhart?
If I answer correctly.
I don't think you guys were getting what I was saying. So, like, I'm on a delay because I'm using my phone for both Twitch and the answering the Twitter.
You know, right. Jim Powers, really?
The answer.
I got it right. I got it right.
Shane, you picked Jim Powers?
Yeah, I picked Jim Powers.
Not a tag team with Jim Powers.
Man,
he was a tag team champion with Butch Reed.
Oh, you'll
suck. He was a part of high energy.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that got it right.
That was Owen Hart.
Not high energy. He was part. What were they called? They were dressed like taxi drivers because they were dressed the same.
That was
Was he still who at that time?
Who?
I don't know who the fuck was. It was Cokie Beware.
What about Jim Neidhart?
And then he was with Blue Meanie.
Those big ass Zubaz pants.
With Zubaz pants.
I'm gonna make Jim Neidhart.
Was he easy to be tag team champion with fucking Blue Meanie or something?
I would have loved that.
This is like, yeah. Did Blue Meanie win any championships in ECW?
No.
I think so. Maybe we should ask him.
The Blue Foundation. Can you guys hear me all right or no?
Yeah. Are you the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Memphis Wrestling, Memphis Southern with Blue Meanie.
Hmm.
So what was happening with me was when I was, because I'm on a delay, I'm using my phone for both answering the quizzes and for Twitch so I could see the questions.
Oh.
There's like a 30 second delay or something. So every time I would be able to see the answers, fuck you. Every time I was able to see the answers on Twitch, I was already timed out on the quiz.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know, Drew, if you had the Kahoot app on your phone, you would see the questions and the answers and be able to interact.
Actually, no.
What do you mean, no?
It doesn't show you the question or the answers. It just you have to be on Twitch and on your bed to watch it at the same time while you're on Kahoot to see the question and everything.
Okay. Now this just sounds ridiculous.
So this was all rigged against me, pretty much. Congratulations.
Oh, me too. I'm in fucking fifth place. Yeah.
Because we all know it was Dr. Isaac Yankovic.
And we all know Dr. Isaac Yankovic.
Yeah,
all right,
let's get to it. Double points.
My dumbass picked Kane because I didn't know I was picking Kane.
Question number 15. We're going to for double points here. Is everybody ready?
I'm ready. I got my finger ready.
All right.
I'm going to pretend to be ready.
Drew, I'll tell you what it is.
Several points. Who was not in WCW's
PDI? Oh, my God.
Oh, my fucking God. I hate this shit.
You said it was not a gimmick match quiz. What the fuck?
Who was not in it?
Now, we made a joke about El Dandy and Silver King a couple days ago, or a few days ago.
Fuck it. I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
El Dandy, La Parca, Psychosis, Juventu, Viano 4, or Silver King. Purple was La Parca.
It was La Parca.
Oh, that was my first choice.
Hey, the chairman of WCW was too good for good for a piñata.
He was like, I'm too good for these racist matches.
See, that's a great question. Not that other bullshit one with fucking.
It's Unabomber. It's a raw taker. He was Unabomber.
As if you're Mexican.
All right. Question number 16.
Oh, shit.
Outback Jack was billed as hailing from where? Come on. Easy points, guys.
Wait, really?
He's from New Zealand.
Tasmania. Come to Tasmania.
From New Zealand.
New Zealand, or maybe it was a part of
I don't know. I believe it's
Australia.
I think it's from New Zealand.
Typically the northern region.
I hope the answer is New Zealand. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, I got it right. It was Australia. Let's go.
Yeah.
Australia is the northern region. I didn't pick
Australia. Listen to Bad Blood. He'll get you the answers wrong.
Hey, sometimes you should listen to me because I'll be giving you the right answer and you don't pick it.
Bullshit.
I mean, the dude's name was Outback Jack. Where's the Outback?
I picked Tasmania.
He was Bill from Brooklyn.
He probably was from Brooklyn.
All right, question 17. Which wrestler was not from Parts Unknown?
Oh, fuck. Oh. That should be an easy one.
Yeah, Mr. Link.
Here we go, the ultimate war.
Mr. Link hell from everywhere your mom wants to be.
Yes.
I got that one right, too. They were all
from who picked the missing link? And who picked Abyss?
Why do you keep telling people to pick the questions that you say?
Because he likes to screw you guys over.
Why do you screw over
people? I am a heel, Shane. I am a bad guy, Shane.
I will piss on your eyeball. How about that?
Bad Blood. Bad Blood likes to screw.
Yeah.
Question number 18. True or false? 50-50. Typhoon was a member of the Dungeon of Doom.
Was the Shockmaster?
First of all, if you don't know who's who, I mean, you're kind of
Shockmaster.
Blind.
Who's Hoon?
Oh shit! My bad.
Typhoon was not a member of the Dungeon of Doom. No, however, the shark was.
Typhoon was the guy wearing the red. Earthquake was the other guy on.
Okay,
the
no. I fucked up on that.
No, Josh. Typhoon was the guy with the word typhoon on his belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was Tugboat.
He was at first.
He was Tugboat first, then he became Typhoon.
Yes. Then he became the fucking Shockmaster.
The greatest AV of all time.
That's my boy Fred Outman. Don't just know Fred Outman. Shout out to Fred. He watches the show. Don't be mean.
Shockmaster was in the crowd with Dynamite.
He watches the show. Stop being mean.
All right, question number 19.
19.
Who did Glacier enlist to help fight Mortis and Wrath?
Oh, my God.
Did he call G.I. Bro?
He was like, yo, G.I. Bro.
Did he call Great Muda? Did he call Ernest the Cat Miller? Or did he call Adam Bomb?
You know what? Just for
getting here, Muda.
Better name.
Hey, ask yourself, why is Muda going to the Hall of Fame?
Hey,
right? And now one motherfucking WWE match, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Somebody
and then after he called Ernest the Cat Miller,
the original.
Ernest the Cat Miller said, you better call your mama.
Not Brothers Clay. Not Brothers Clay.
All right. Josh James is back with an answer streak of three.
I'm catching up, kind of.
Okay. We're coming to question number 20. We're two-thirds of the way there. This is for double points. So get your thinking caps on. Muda isn't as deserving as Koki. You're damn right, Center.
Hey, man.
Somebody beat Center, please. I don't want that bitch to win again.
Center's a bitch.
All right. Double points.
Double points.
Evad or Dave Sullivan was a former USWA tag team champion with who?
Oh,
Yes, know. That is Evad Sullivan and his Hulk Hogan.
I could get it wrong, but I don't
Evad
care.
Evad Sullivan.
Yeah, no, I got the show wrong.
With John Bradshaw Layfield.
Margot, Margot.
I'm so glad you guys picked me for
Margot.
Because it's like good for you back with everybody. Wow, no one picked Kevin Sullivan?
Right.
Huh. No.
Kevin Sullivan was ever in USWA.
Shout out to Kevin Sullivan.
But I'm saying just my name alone, nobody picked Kevin Sullivan.
That, you know what, Julian? Sometimes your tricks are not tricks at all.
Well, Damn it!
He was the equalizer.
Yeah.
He was the equalizer.
That's why I knew one picked the equalizer. But just someone picked equalizer.
Two people picked the equalizer.
Wow, it's he with itself.
That's why it's always that's funny to me. All right. Question 21. Center, you ready?
21.
Which wrestler was in the WrestleMania 17 gimmick battle royale?
All of them.
all of them is not a choice, Shane. Not this time.
I love Shane, this battle royale.
It's Corporal Kirshner, Shane, just so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I actually picked Tatanka.
Yeah, Ed Leslie was busy that day, and so was Tatanka.
I just like Tatanka, okay? God damn it.
He's kind of a dick, though.
All right, Tribal Center. Wow.
Wow.
Real shit. Deal. Have you ever talked to him before? He's kind of a dick.
Just like you like to screw over people in the quiz? Yeah.
Next question.
Wow.
Somebody Called My Mama was initially the entrance theme for who?
Oh, man. Oh, man. If y'all get this wrong, y'all fucking suck.
Flash Funk, baby. Fucking Dactyls.
Somebody call me. Not Brother Clay. Not
wow, someone picked Brother Clay for real.
Who did the Funkadactyls originally work for? Flash Funk.
No, those are the Funkettes.
Funkettes?
Of course they did.
I like that.
Dude, I was watching, I think I was watching the Gimmick Battle Royal a couple weeks back. No, it was the Monday Night Raw, like 15th anniversary of Battle Royal, the 25th. Anyway, Flash Funk came out. People were like, who?
Who's this guy?
I thought it was a big deal. People were like, who? But ironically, Jim Neidhart was also in that Battle Royal.
Yep. Jim Neidhart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, question number 23. Let's go. WCW's Max Payne was later wrestled as
Roadblock.
Man Mountain Rock. That should be Dwayne Johnson's new gimmick.
Wow.
First of all, if that was my gimmick, it would make money.
Really?
Man Mountain Rock. Just
best jobber ever. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Man Mountain Rock. I was correct.
All right. Who the hell said Adam Bomb?
Okay, who the hell said Roadblock?
I'll give you a little bit of leeway on that one. Yeah, you could kind of confuse the two.
Look, any of the wrong answers weren't me this time because I stopped answering after question 8.
Because Babel likes to screw you over. I know.
I didn't screw no one over.
I listened to you pick Roadblock.
Hey, if I say pick Roadblock and someone picked it, that's their problem. I didn't press their button.
I
did not press their button.
I know. I'm just trying to look for some of
the didn't press what button?
These buttons.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to look for some of the blame.
All right, question number 24. True or false? 50-50 chance. Jillian Hall is a former WWE Divas champion.
Nice loading, but
you know you want me.
Man.
You know you want me.
Man. That's false. That's false.
True. It's true.
God damn it.
It is true.
Rigged.
It's true. She was.
So fucking rigged.
You know you want me.
Well, you didn't watch that era at that time, Shane?
No, I did. I had never seen her won the Divas Champion.
You know, I was actually trying to think of a way that
no wonder.
A question about the boogeyman biting off her mole, but it just never came out right.
Oh, yeah. That was gross.
I watched WWE through the crappiest times of 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. I've never seen Jillian Hall win the Divas Champion.
It's because she won it and she lost it the same night.
Yeah, fucking damn it.
You know, yeah. Hey,
Shane, just be happy you didn't have to sit through the Lex Express era.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Wow, I also watched the 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007.
I watched the Lex Express back then.
Shit.
I hated it. All right, we're coming up on double points here. If you're gonna jump past somebody, now's the time to do it. Let's get some.
I ain't gonna jump past shit for this.
Ready?
Yeah.
Beats in her back. Beats in her back.
Here's a quiz. Double points. Puke, aka Drop, previously wrestled for which NFL team? So, you know, if it was me, I'd be like, hey, from all that throwing up he did, it was probably from eating all that cheese.
I don't watch football.
I thought it was the Broncos for some reason.
I hate it here.
I think it was the Vikings.
He actually played for three separate teams, but only put one up here.
Well, I was going to fail that one either way. I was going to fail that.
Played for the Eagles?
That's a great question.
Played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, it was.
For like one season. And he played for the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, he did play for the Broncos.
He's gonna puke.
He's gonna puke.
He played for three teams. Nobody got that. All right, wasted double points.
All right. Why was my guy blinking?
Can I have a Heiner right quick?
All right, give him a gimmick.
If you think any of these Mexican names is racist,
Chapulín Colorado.
Motherfucker, I picked the wrong one. God damn it.
Yeah, oh, what?
No, Super Air.
Curry Man. She wasn't wearing the hat.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of people, yeah, Curry Man, okay.
All right. Curry Man.
I see you.
I kind of thought it was Curry Man.
God damn you, Chris Daniels.
No, that's, oh, Christopher Daniels is way skinnier compared to Eric.
Eric Young.
Yeah.
Remember when Suicide of Christopher Daniels was the same person?
Mm. Yeah, Frankie.
Wait, that...
All right, we're coming in towards the last three questions here.
Shit. This is a bullshit. So
let's go to question number 27.
27.
True or false, 50-50. Lita is a former member of the Godfather's Ho Train. Speaking of gimmicks.
Oh, my God. Is it true?
Yes, yeah,
Scott Blood, you need your wrestling card taken away. Come on.
I mean, I didn't know the hoes like that. I mean, shit.
She was a hoe.
God, she still is. She still is, but I know she's on the hoe train.
Wow.
Can somebody clip franchise saying I didn't know the hoes like that?
Yeah, please clip it.
Hoes.
Damn.
Fair.
Let's go to question number 28.
Man, my WWE 2K20.
All right, Georgie Animal Steel. He had a doll. What was its name?
I totally just got it wrong.
Mine.
Okay, somebody said lost. Elizabeth, one person said George.
Wait. Someone said Elizabeth.
Elizabeth!
Coming for you, Elizabeth.
Will you marry me?
Oh, God.
All right, the franchise is within striking distance of Josh James. How about that?
I got to take Josh out. Fuck it.
All right. No way.
That's all I can do. I can't take out nobody
else. Come on, Josh, beat the franchise.
All right, you got one more double point question coming up, and that's going to be it. Question number 29 is, the wrestler behind the Green Hornet gimmick is who?
Man, the Green Hornet was a parody movie.
Thank you, Vince Russo.
I'm afraid to answer this.
Jack
Perry. Oh, yeah, I got that all wrong. I mean, Jimmy Wang Yang.
What?
Takahashi.
I didn't even know. I don't even know that.
Wow. I'm surprised anybody picked Jimmy Wang Yang.
Hey, if y'all listen to his theme song is so bad.
Hey, how dare you say that about that?
No, thing. Not bad in a bad way, but bad in
Tribal Sinner is fucking smashing. George, what the fuck? Come on, George.
Tribal Sinner is making a comeback.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Okay, guys. Okay. Last question. Double point.
On the podium, shit.
Are you ready?
Biscuits and gravy.
Let's wrap this up right now.
That'd be a fucking midget question.
Name this wrestler.
He's got no.
Midget.
What the fuck is this shit?
It's a mini! It's a mini! It's a cylinder! That's why you got 30 seconds to answer it.
Fuck! Octagon. It is Octagon,
motherfucker.
It is Octagon.
As a matter of fact,
the answer the Pentagon.
As a matter of fact, I'm on the podium, but Josh, just so you know, Cinco de Mayo down at the waterfront again. Octagon's going to be there wrestling. I'm defending the OIW North American title.
All right, you ready to go to the podium? Let's take a look.
Ablin
number three, baby. You.
In third place, baby. We have the franchise.
I am Tyner.
In the first place,
George with the comeback.
Damn.
Wow, look at that. George looks excited.
I'm not even on the podium.
I am. I could shit myself right now. I am so happy.
Congratulations, man.
Talk about a slim victory, but he's still going.
Another round?
He's not even a little person. He's not even a little person. Octagon Cito is a little one.
Octagon's not a little person.
Just like I predicted, I just smashed everybody.
Ooh, you got lucky, though.
It's smashing.
Okay. Look at the score, George. You got so lucky.
That smash is a bit of an exaggeration.
Luck is for losers.
You crawled across the finish line.
Luck is for losers.
You put a finger on the ropes, my friend.
Right? Yeah. You fucking kicked out at 2.99.
See? I was so happy I accidentally left.
George won by 200 points. He kicked out at 2.999.
You know what, George? You're so happy. I'm going to do it one more time. Here we go.
One more time.
Go to the podium. Third place, the franchise.
Her baby.
Second place. Oh, my
what
God.
Did he say? I'll have my moment.
What the hell happened?
I'll have my moment.
What an upset. In the last moment.
Jesus, are you trying to get me to leave again? Wow.
All right.
Congrats.
With Josh in fourth and Fearless in fifth.
The round Fearless, you should be Josh.
the Round Table Pro Wrestling Podcast, acknowledge me.
Hey, I acknowledge George as the winner this week.
We the one.
As long as I beat Shane, that's the important part.
Hey, all y'all
acknowledge
are
the winner. George, the winner of this week and last week as well.
He's on a roll. He's on a roll.
I acknowledge you, Tribal Chief.
Let's see if he can make it 3 weeks in a row.
Okay,
or three quizzes in a row.
I think I won the week before that too.
Yeah, no. You're on the 3 weeks.
Tribal Chief Center won the week before that.
No, I lost the Black History Month one.
Wow. Wow.
Well, George, how are you gonna lose Black History, George?
Well, first off, you didn't win.
You're right, I didn't win. Damn. There was some midget shit in there. That's why.
Right, because no, the last one was
recognize all of our people, the big ones and the little ones.
The last one was like a hodgepodge, right?
Yeah,
that was like a mix.
Yeah, last one was a hodgepodge.
I know I won the WCW one, but that was like a month ago.
And then did you play the WWE one where Shane came in like second?
Because there was one, I won the one that was like 25 questions. And that was like 2 weeks ago.
I'll never get that moment again.
Shane was breathing in first place.
I was so breathing in first place. Like, you have no idea.
Shane was laying on the finish line. Like, can you touch it, please?
Until my
bro, it was just like tonight. Shane was like in first place. He got in the first place about a third of the way through. Was dominating. And then that last question.
Shane was so excited, he kept taking pictures.
I did. I wanted to show it off.
He was like, I'm going to take a picture so people will know I will see him.
And I said, I knew I could do it, Ma.
Well, so anyway, guys, let's go ahead and talk about this Monday Night Raw real quick.
Monday Night Raw.
Just real quick, because I already got this one, so I can't do the belt. what's it? The double check, whatever it's called. But I'm just going to put the crown on. This is the crown.
Discount
double check.
Discount double check. Yeah.
So you know, obviously, I got a big belt. So I put the crown on.
All right, quickly go through Monday Night Raw.
Will I be back to retain my crown? Maybe. Tune in and find out.
All right.
Damn.
Out like that.
All right,
everybody. That was good. That was good though. That was good.
Yeah.
Quickly going through Raw.
Bye, Drew.
Going through Raw. We had Roman Reigns. We had Cody Rhodes. We had Logan Paul. We had Some very funny shit that happened during the show. for the most part, the show was actually pretty fucking solid.
So let me tell you guys, we got a preview in this match because we got to see Austin Theory in a non-title match against Montez Ford. Mm-hmm. Great match there. Montez Ford went to go do his splash off the top, but saw that all Theory was missing. Kind of rolled and stood up. He almost ran to the ref in the corner. He does the, whoa, I don't want to run to the ref. Turns around, and Austin Theory gave him one of the best, cleanest drop kicks to the mouth I've seen in a long time.
Oh my God, it was great.
Oh, they were clean. Man. Like,
another great match we had on the show. I mean, dude, anytime you get Ricochet and fucking Chad Gable in the match, that to me was the best wrestling match of the night. I thought it was very funny how Ricochet tried to out wrestle an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah,
laugh. But Shorty G, motherfucking Chad Gable.
Don't call him Shorty G ever again.
Shorty G.
Great match. Horrible. Great match. God, I'll give that match fucking 6 stars in the Anaheim Marketplace. I'm telling you.
Anaheim Marketplace.
That's great. Yeah, Julian knows that. If you know, you know. If you don't know, too bad. then we had the women's tag team turmoil, whatever fucking match is for the WrestleMania matchup. And Chelsea Green. I love Chelsea Green. I love her
Karen gimmick.
Her style, but her Karen gimmick is kind of lame. And she's teaming with fucking Piper Niven. And the match they had against Asuka and Bianca Belair was your classic Can They Coexist match.
Can They Coexist?
But we kind of called that last week.
We did. We called Asuka it. Finally beat her ass. Well,
we called a lot of this at SmackDown weeks ago, but still. Oh,
we predict everything.
Then we had Roman Reigns and the Tribal Chief in his locker. Oh, wait, well, let's start the show off with that brawl. And then it all seemed to stop when on the Titantron, Roman pulls up. So Usos are like,
and then they ran to the back.
So let me ask you guys this. Do you guys think that Roman is going to turn on Jay?
Or I think Jay is going to turn on Roman.
I think Jay's going to turn on Roman.
The Usos are going to lose the tag belts, and they're going to get kicked out of the bloodline.
Jay is Jimmy, somehow.
Because Jimmy was mad. He was like, I don't like the fact that I was being, you know, basically he was like, I don't like the fact you was bitching at me because my brother didn't want to do something.
Yep. Yeah. Like, I was like, Roman has receipts coming. Roman has been doing some foul stuff for a long time.
It's coming. It's definitely coming.
Long time.
Yeah, Roman.
For all that quit or I'll break your brother's neck shit, all that.
And you hear. Right. That Roman said, "I love you" to Jay, but Jay didn't say it back.
True statement. Jay just stared him down, like, "Okay."
I agree with Crazy Annie said.
Somewhat, and I think Jay is going to cost all of it. Jay's going to be like, "We don't need the tag team championships anymore. We've proven it. Then he's just going to take the L." That's why I think it's going to happen.
As a champion, I don't ever want to lose my title.
I don't think anyone does.
Someone beats me for it, they beat me for it, but I don't ever want to just lose that bitch. You know, I'm not going to lay down and give it to somebody.
Do you think Jay will be the first Uso to win singles gold?
Yes.
I do.
It's been that way for a while. I mean,
remember I told you guys about the, I think they're ruining Solo to be the one to take out Roman?
Yeah.
Tonight fucking proved it.
Yep.
Because
he was about to fuck Cody up. Cody was talking shit. Cody was like, say when. Cody was doing some fucking tombstone shit. Say when.
They win. And freaking Solo no-sold that boot to the face. Like, my God.
Man. Solo's a beast. I could tell
you. Yeah. I love Solo.
I do too.
Hey, speaking of beasts, guess who else picked up a win tonight?
Almost.
Nah, besides him, we'll talk about that technical masterpiece in a second. Your boy Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, my boy.
Up pins.
Hey, real shit though. Two things about that match. One, Dominic, when he needed to start getting clean pinfall victories without help, he got one tonight.
Yep.
Secondly, Johnny Gargano needs to go back down to motherfucking NXT and stay there.
Yes. Sorry.
Anytime you're used as the POB, the putover boy for Dominic Mysterio, take your ass back to NXT.
Especially when you lose against Dominic.
Twitter.
I can't wait for Dominic to get a tag team partner and watch him pin one of the Viking Raiders.
Imagine if it's Tommaso Ciampa.
By himself. By handicap match. Partner don't even fucking tag in.
He goes stack him and pin him.
Man, Dominic is the new head of the table, bro. Like, he just
I've been a fan of Dominic since he became a member of the Judgment Day.
Well, you know, he's a real good so character. Much in bottom. Day.
But yeah, no. Something has been awesome. He is, like, I love how he's.
If
just,
he comes
like,
out to Gangsta so Lane,
oh, yeah, he's come out the motherfucking Lowrider. This song dedicated.
Hey, if you all listen to Eddie Guerrero's Gangsta Lane theme song, listen to it because that's the song that Dominic should come out of.
Hey, Josh, one thing we've been pointing out is how much TV time Dominic has been getting.
Oh, he's getting that
past money. 6 months. Oh, like, money. This dude is usually like in two segments every show. Yeah. And people are backstage like,
he won't cater. He won't cater. They're like, can I just be kind?
Can I with you? I like getting the can I get a backstage vignette and walk by?
Yeah.
Ricochet's like, what about me?
Almost like, bitch, I'm in the main event.
Man, poor Scripps.
poor Scripps. Oh, shit.
Dominic's like, hey, Logan Paul, just hang out with me, man. I'll take care of you.
Right? I'll make you a star, Logan. Don't trip. Speaking of Logan Paul,
Logan Paul
and his dad.
Yes.
Logan Paul and his dad, they're coming to the ring, right? Yeah. Did you notice how Logan Paul's dad was like, yeah, if we make a bet with him and you beat him, he should have to change his last name. That's in reference to Logan Paul's brother Jake making that big of that bet, getting his ass knocked the fuck out and not paying up on the bet. Funny shit. I love the way they're blending life into fucking WWE sometimes. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's such balls.
But this is good. Actually pretty good. This is pretty good.
Like, I can say this about Logan, like, great wrestler, not my favorite person, but
yeah. He's an asshole, but he's fucking a great asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole person, but great as a wrestler.
Yeah.
We were shocked.
I just thought the whole impulsive TV was stupid. Like, that's just a dumb name.
But that's his podcast for real.
It's just a dumb name. That's probably why I never clicked on it.
I think the best impulse I've ever seen is when they had those two island boys on there. And the producer was like, yo, you should probably just, you know, stop buying all this shit and save your money. And dude was like, who the fuck are you to tell me about how my money is spent? Well, you a fucking financial advisor? And he was like, yeah. And dude was like, you trying to boss up? He was like, listen here, kid. We can take these mics off and go outside. I'll beat your fucking ass. I was like, yes, whoever this dude is, hell yeah. That shit was funny.
I can tell you right now. Where's the island boys now? Where are they?
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah, well, the island boy. They're island boys.
What exactly were they buying? Because I can't imagine they had that much money.
They had fucking money.
They had
bro.
A lot of money.
People are stupid. Like, I'm buying an island boy CD. Let me give them all my money.
Why would you listen to that?
I'm like, you're a dumbass boy. Giving all your
dumb
money.
These are probably the same people who bought the Island Boy CD.
Mm-hmm.
Are the same people whose parents went and saw Best Defense based on Eddie Murphy's commercial.
Oh my God.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. If you don't know, Google it. Oh man. Good night, Crazy Annie. Thank you for joining us. Do us a favor, follow us, and also subscribe. Use your free Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime free gifting to you. You can go ahead and subscribe to us. It's real easy, real quick, real simple.
Love you, Steph.
So what's another match that we saw that was actually pretty good tonight? Not the women's tag match, because that was boo-boo.
That was just me.
But booty. It
was boo-boo.
Otis has officially changed his name.
Yeah, on Twitter, his name is Otis. But let's talk about Edge's promo.
I didn't see that
one. I loved it. Mm-hmm. The fact that he was in a dark room with fucking
he said,
flames we're gonna ruin
and
it.
Shit. And he
ruin
was like,
Jet-mania.
He was like, hey, Finn, I'm the devil.
Devil versus the demon?
Why don't you bring your demon? Because we want to meet each other. Yeah, that sounds cool. We want to meet each other. for you to beat for Hell in a Cell. I was like, ooh. He was like, I was baptized. I was baptized in hell by the dead man himself. And I was like, shit, Edge is getting fucking gothic. Mm-hmm. Like Edge is the heel in this, in my opinion.
Probably, yeah.
Like, I mean, look, here's the thing.
If Rude Edge versus
if me and Julian Bauer. Had a match and Julian kept beating me week after week after week, after getting beat like four or five times, I'm probably gonna be like, fuck Julian, I don't wanna fuck with him no more. Edge is like, this shit's done when I fucking say it's done. I'm like, dude, we done fucking beat your wife up. Give her a concerto, which and everyone on this podcast loved.
Yeah, it was just pretty harsh.
Yeah. But that promo was
we all cheered really when Bethany got concertoed.
We all cheered. We're sick. Hey, don't bring your wife to work.
Yeah.
Just saying. Don't bring your wife to bring your kids.
Yeah, I mean, take care.
Did you guys realize that there was another Bray Wyatt symbol tonight?
Yes, he's slowly coming back again.
So here's my thing about Bray Wyatt. His writer left. One of his main story writers left.
Oh, that's why. Oh.
He's supposed to be sick. But I don't think Bray Wyatt's going to make it to Mania.
Yeah, I'm getting that feeling about it too.
That makes me upset.
But on the poster, they show Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Well, card subject to change.
And Bray Wyatt hasn't been to any house shows like in 2 months. He hasn't been to TV or house shows in 2 months.
That makes me hella sad.
So there's something going on. I mean, I'm not one to gossip. You can hear it from me, but I'm just saying something's going on.
I would say this. I feel like this is just the fan inside me saying this. Like I'm kind of hoping like this is the plan of Bray. Oh. Not showing up on purpose. Like they're telling the people on the media, it's like, oh, Bray's not showing up to house shows and all that kind of stuff, thinking like there's drama and all that kind of stuff, but it's actually part of the plan.
Oh.
Kind of like CM Punk and the FCR.
Yeah.
FCR's like, after April, we'll tell you after April 1st.
Yeah. After April 1st. I like that. I do like that.
Like Bobby Lashley could go in the ring and say, like, I'm here.
I want my Mania match.
Yeah, I want my Mania match. I'll fight anybody. Doesn't matter. Yeah, and next you know, we see like the
Firefly Funhouse.
Yeah, Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy's in the ring and
let me jump off the Titantron.
He could just fall straight down. He didn't have to jump or leave. Oh, he was right
like,
there.
Like Hawk or like yeah, like Hawk did.
That was fucked up. Hawk was drunk, bro. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's what people put that up.
Damn.
I did not like that.
No way.
Damn you, Julian.
Damn.
But yeah, that's just how I feel. Like I could be wrong, but it's just one of those things in my mind, like thinking like, is this part of the plan? Like, they want people to keep talking that Bray's not showing up to shows, but it's actually part of the whole plan for Mania.
I hope so, because I want to see Bray and his special entrance at Mania. I want to see him at Mania.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be back.
Damn it.
In a few seconds.
Damn. We'll be right back.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're back.
So, what do you guys think of Monday Night Raw? Let's just be honest. Let's talk about
I'm paying so little bit of attention, but I like it, though. Mm. I especially like the Bloodline parts.
Yeah.
What about you, Julian?
No, I thought it was a good show. This is, I mean, we're 2 weeks away. And so we were talking probably 2 weeks ago about how little advancement there had been with some storylines. And so now things are finally pushing along.
Because they only got 2 weeks away and they're going to be like, oh, shit, we got to start having brawls for Mania now.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they need to. So the whole men's and so they're calling it a tag team showcase. So it's a fatal four-way tag team match, which is the tag team showcase. Are there stakes for this match? Like, does the winner become the number one contender?
No.
I mean, honestly, it's just a showcase of the teams, but I don't think the winner will become the number one contender.
Roderick, they
are. They didn't mention anything about it. So it's not like they've given anybody anything to fight for except for having the opportunity to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Anybody that knows Julian knows he's the guy about stakes. If there ain't no stakes, it don't matter.
Like, why are we here? Why are we doing this? Why are we
it should really be like the winners get a tag team title match for like maybe like at the next pay-per-view or
yeah.
I mean that would make perfect sense.
That would make perfect sense, but they don't like to do
The card is starting to get built, which is good.
Yeah.
We know that the main event for night two, because Cody came out and said it. They haven't announced it as night two, but apparently Cody was like, fuck it, we're doing it night two. So night two is going to be for the event.
Always.
Yeah, night two is for the championship. Josh should take Shane's spot.
yeah, there we go. That makes sense because it doesn't look like he's staring at a blank. Ugh.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we do have the main event for night two. But are we going to have the World Tag Team Championships? Are we going to have the Tag Team Championships night two as well?
No.
I would say
we would get a night one.
Night one.
And the Tag Team titles should be really the main event for night one because how it's being built with Sami Zayn, the Bloodline, and everything else like that, that would have been perfect to main event night one.
Well, they really haven't announced the main event for night one.
I've heard it's supposed to be Rhea and Charlotte, which I get why. Take time, like, why does that need to main event?
She did win the Women's Royal Rumble, though. That's why.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, I get why. But in the same time, it's just like, if you think about it, like, some of the winners who have won the Royal Rumble never main evented WrestleMania. Sometimes they were the openers. So
that's what I said. That's what I said.
Me and Shane debated that earlier.
That's what I said.
But in Julian's speak, what do you get for winning the Rumble? What are the stakes for winning the Rumble? You get a main event at WrestleMania.
I mean,
it's been announced that every year since the Rumble started. So if those people didn't get their main events, they should be pissed off.
Said that Rio was a main event.
No. His name is Alberto Del Douchebag.
Del Douchebag. Sorry.
Alberto Del Beater.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alberto
Del Draco?
Allegedly.
So we got Rhea versus Charlotte.
Thank you all for proving my point.
I like the fact that Charlotte was there and Rhea was there tonight. And Bailey was like, yo, what up, bitch? Let's fight. Bailey hit her with two Bailey of bellies.
Yeah, and it was
Rhea, Rhea kicked out. I like the fact that they were putting over Rhea by putting her in a match with a multiple time champion in the WWE.
Correct.
And they didn't job out Bayley. Bayley lost barely. She lost because of outside interference, which kind of built her trios match, or I'm sorry, her six woman tag team match.
Yeah, it's six women's tag in WWE. Get it right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they announced a trios match last week. I was like, hey, what's up with that? But Saraya sucks. but the point is, they're advancing storylines in the most simplest terms, and they're doing it to where it actually makes sense now. We were complaining that they weren't doing it to make sense, and now they are, which I totally agree with.
So,
still think that LA Knight needs to have a match at WrestleMania.
Oh, he's a face of gold. Yeah. What? Yeah. What? Yeah. That's
canceled.
Hey, maybe they'll put LA Knight in a, they'll make it a triple threat match with him, Omos, and Brock Lesnar.
I mean, you know Goldberg. You know Goldberg is a free agent right now. I mean,
thank fucking God.
You better not show up on fucking Dynamite next week. If Tony Khan hires Goldberg, I'm done.
No.
How about the Bella Twins? They're free agents now, too.
Who cares?
Fuck Goldberg. The AEW
stands would praise Tony Khan for giving a senior citizen an opportunity to prove himself.
Thank you, Tony Khan. We appreciate it.
And raise up younger talent.
What about the whole Bella Twins? They're rumored to go to AEW.
Who?
Who?
The Bella Twins.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Nobody cares. Hey, as long as it's, yeah.
When there's something, I know you want me. You know we don't.
Can Goldberg and the Bella Twins just like stay home because we don't want them?
Mm. Shane, you know Goldberg's going to show up again in Saudi. When the Saudi investment firm buys the WWE, they're going to make the Bella Twins the tag team champions and Goldberg the world champion.
Goldberg comes with it.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Goldberg is
champion. I got a good idea. Goldberg versus Dominic Mysterio.
Dominic over.
Why would you want Dominic with Mysterio a surprise roll up?
With a surprise roll up.
He booked. We got to see Goldberg versus Drew. You disrespecting legends?
Legends? The great one. Yeah.
Drew was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Spear, my son.
How dare you? How dare you disrespect your father?
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Dom kills everybody. And ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, thank you very much for joining us here on another wild installment of the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. For your boy, Husky51A, for Josh James, and the mixologist of Substance Chemical Julian, I am the franchise. We'll see you guys on Wednesday with another exciting installment.
Which should be a fucking banger.
Unless Bobby Lashley chokes somebody's kid out.
Oh, my God. Are we going to do trivia Wednesday, too?
I've got them stacked up and ready to go.
Trivia night Wednesday, too, ladies and gentlemen.
I got Jimmy's Volume 2, and I got the.
Oh, no. Peace.
We're still live.
Was that the Bray Wyatt?